Joe, that's a mirror image basketball team, and seeing a lot of things they did, but it somehow didn't match up well. One question.
Their guards shot the ball well. They moved the ball well. And they just beat us at our game. Back doors, second shots. They were definitely better than us today. So.
Just talk about the Northwestern passing and the role you felt that played in the game today.
We had a game plan coming in, but I guess we let them get a little too comfortable. And they were able to hit shots. They were moving the ball well, and it's tough when you play one way the whole season, and then we're trying to tailor ourselves to play to their game in order to defend them. But they beat us backdoor, me in particular, a couple times with some backbreakers in terms of buckets. But they were also hitting three, so it was tough. If you're gonna get up on them, they're gonna go backdoor. If not, they're gonna just hit a jumper in your face.
Anything else for Joe?
Joe, can you talk about the final minute of the game, coming out and hearing folks chanting your name? What did that give?
I didn't even hear. I was just pretty. It was my last game playing college basketball, so I was just kind of disappointed that we had to go out like that, especially on my own floor. But I appreciate the fans. That's great. The people that supported me. I got nothing but love for Boston College basketball fans.
So I just saying they opened Thompson, hit the three, and then they convert the 4-point play 1 minute in the second half. Was it just trying to play clawback from that point on?
Yeah, obviously we struggled with anything we tried to play them in. We did some zone, we did some man. They're a very good basketball team. Billy's done a great job, 11 years of building that program up, and now they got a veteran group. I think they've been, unfortunately, one of their best players doesn't come back this year. That's a very good team in the Big Ten. And it's just a difficult matchup for us in the sense that they play way different than teams we face, and obviously I know it, but it doesn't, try to do as much as you can in terms of translating to your players. But you don't want to overdo it, and so there's a fine line there as well. I knew we score. I knew we shoot over 50%, and just knew we have a difficult time guarding them, and we did.
You talk about this all year, just the offensive rebounding. Tonight, only three of them. What role do you feel that plays in the
game? Well, I think more importantly, I thought they hustled to balls better than we did at times, and then they do what we try to teach and convert them into threes. And I thought there was a couple in the first half, I think two or three of them, that they had the 50-50 balls. More importantly, to give up 10 of offensive rebounds to them is probably more surprising than us getting three. We're spreading them out. We shoot 52%. We may get a couple more, but for them to get 10, they go games without not getting any. I think that speaks to the lack of really, to their ability to hustle for loose balls.
And on the same line, 27 assists, that's amazing. They were just, coming through the back door and talking about the passing for the offensive.
Great execution. Absolutely. It's kind of how we try to preach it as well, but they did a great job. May I go back to that again? They're one of the best offensive teams in the country. Unfortunately, they haven't guarded as well as probably they hope, but they did a great job of really executing, and Cherno goes 1-for-8 from three as well. But obviously, they really sensed that they could get us once they got the ball moving and cut, and I thought all five of those kids really shared the ball. I'm not going to let this. This is a bad matchup for us. I knew it. So I'm not going to let that cloud what I think was a very good season. I'm very proud of all these guys and the way they accepted myself and my staff and all the things we put them through. We could have been very similar to Wake Forest in a lot of ways, and we weren't. We were a very good basketball team. Played top 50 schedule in the country, top 35 schedule in the country, and win 21 games. I thought we played terrific basketball throughout the year, bounced back from bad moments. Guys had really good seasons that, you know, hadn't played well over the last couple seasons. More importantly, I think it's a great foundation to where we're going for the next couple of years.
What do you see that we're going to build on for next year?
Say that again?
Anything specifically that you saw that you can build on for next year?
There's going to be a lot of things that we can build on because the personnel changes dramatically next year. We're going to be way different. In a lot of ways, it's going to be like our first year. I knew that coming in. So I have to be patient, more patient this year with things because these guys are in their last year, where next year we're going to be going through some growing pains. And but no one's going to outwork us. We're going to work our tails off to bring a championship to Boston College. And I feel as strongly as I did when I got the job as I do today that can be achieved.
If you would, just talk about Reggie's game today. Didn't seem to show up the first half. We saw it a little in the second half. Was that something they were doing defensively, or was Reggie just on off day?
Well, I'll be honest, I have a tough time when we talk about college kids not showing up. He showed up. These kids all try their best. That's not the issue. They did a terrific job jumping him early, eliminating his penetration. I thought he shared the ball initially, and we missed some open shots. But our offense wasn't the issue. Reggie wasn't the issue. I think, obviously, the defense was way more the issue today.
How was Northwestern? I know there's people that try to beat your back door, but today they just seem to be able to do it time and time again. What happened today? How did they set it up? How did teams have it done?
Well, no one runs the Princeton offense, I'm trying to think, as this is 21 years I've gone against it, so no one runs it like Northwestern. That's if Bill runs it as close as Pete Carril, in my opinion. Now, Princeton doesn't run it like that anymore. Joe Scott at Denver runs it kind of, Chris Mooney at Richmond, but no one really runs it like this, in particular at this level. And I think that's what you saw. Teams in our league do a better job because they've gotten used to it. We play a certain amount of things that contest, but not like this. And they've been very good offensively for the last 2 years in the Big Ten, leading the league in scoring, playing like this. So it's still dramatically different, excuse me, than anybody we played against this year. And I knew it. I'm trying to, relay that to the kids without them being mesmerized by what's going to happen. But none of us did a good job. I didn't do a good job preparing, and obviously the kids didn't do a good job when they're out there.
Would you say in the outcome of the game that was a bigger factor in the statistics? Their ability to, take advantage of that factor?
Absolutely. Yeah, I thought that and I, something I talk about with our offense, if we're not going to be a team that threatens guys with back cuts and we're spacing out, then it's not going to be effective. Once they started doing that and they did it well, they sensed that they could really cut back door. In turn, they got open threes because of it, because we're over-helping on the back cuts, all those things. No doubt, I thought that was, they did a great job of running their offense.
Thank you.